Hey guys, this is Joe Suba. You're listening to Suba Talks, where we talk about health and wellness, living a holistic, plant-based lifestyle, film, current events, and living in this new digital world. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Joe Suba, Suba Talks, man. Another episode, another day to thank God to be alive, man. You know, I saw online that Chadwick, Boseman, the Black Panther, had passed away from cancer. And, like 2020 is something else, huh? I mean, it's, man, love that guy, man. Loved his films, loved his character, loved how he, you know, from what you saw and what people said about him, he was such a good, good-hearted guy, you know? And that just goes to show you that, you know, you never know. Everybody has a number. You never know when you're going to pass. You never know when your time is, you know, when your time is up. And, we just got to be grateful every day we get up in the morning. Like, I mean, this hit me hard because I'm an actor. He's an actor. And, I really enjoyed his films, man. I really enjoyed, like, his last movie that I saw was Spike Lee movie when he was in the jungles, man. That movie was so good. And, you know, it's just crazy. You know, Kobe early in the year. And all the people, you know, I lost a couple of people that I knew to the coronavirus. And it's just a crazy year, man. That's why we got to be, you know, you got to get more spiritual, I feel. You know, I'm praying even more now, praying for my kids even more. And I got to start telling my kids and everybody else that I love them, man. Because you just never know when you might be here today and you might be gone tomorrow. And I really don't know what to say, to be honest with you. I mean, we got to get healthy. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to start eating better.
This is produced by SubaMedia.com.
We got to start really getting mentally stronger too, man, because this right here is something, this is something else, man. You know, and it's just that cancer, man. That cancer is no joke, man. Cancer's killing a lot of people. And a lot of people are not taking this, you know, how they eat, and their health is important, man. What you eat is important. What you put in your body is important. I don't know what he was eating. I'm just saying in general. You know, we know that the food that we put in our body can harm us. You know, so we really got to start getting more mindful of what we are eating. It's so important. It's so important. You know, it's like we really got to take our health back or take control of our health. We got to stop playing around. We really got to get more spiritual, thanking God for every minute, every second. You know, like a lot of times I take things for granted. I always pray when I get up in the morning, but I take walking for granted, seeing for granted, being able to do what I do for granted. I think most of us do. And, you know, we really got to start looking at ourselves and, you know, I feel being more grateful. You know, we're in the climate of this political thing. I'm not even thinking about no more politics, man. The politics gives you cancer because we know we all have cancer cells in our body. I think I've said this before. And what we put in our body can feed the cancers for it to grow from being, you know, being mean and nasty, because that's a frequency. Hating, it's a frequency. And it causes all things to erupt in our body. And that's one thing I'm going to be more mindful of. I'm going to really start stop getting into this whole politics realm, because it does nothing but brings out the cancers in my body. Like I said, we all have cancers. And me seeing this and knowing that he died, I think he died from stage 4 colon cancer. And, you know, I got a friend, Peeny, who also has cancer. I think she has, I don't know, I forget what type of cancer she has. And I'm not going to sit here and say it could be beat. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying right now is we got to get more in tune with our health, more in tune with what we put in our body. You know, whatever you into, God, universe, get more spiritual, being more grateful, being more thankful. You know, not being so angry and so mean at each other. This right here was a real hit to me. And I talked to somebody earlier about which direction should I go with my podcast. I started getting into politics and they kind of like told me, you know, this is not really you. I mean, it's just for the moment, you know, from what I've seen you, I've watched you talk about fitness and health and taking care of yourselves. And they didn't tell me what to do. They just said, just think about it. Step back a minute and think about it. And they're right. You know, watching too much TV will make you crazy, especially at this stage in the game, because everything is so politically out of control. And I'm going to really start refocusing my energy and refocusing my attention to back to getting healthy physically, spiritually, and mentally. That's what I'm really going to start getting into. This is just, oh man, this is sad, man. This is crazy, man. And I'm looking him up. I'm looking him up now. Let me look him up online. I mean, he had the What If series getting ready to come out. He was filming that. Oh, he's filming The Voice for that. Maybe they got all that. This thing called Yukas, Ma Rimi's Black Bottom. You know, he only did 35 films. You know, he was The Five Bloods. That was off the hook. I didn't even know he was in Gods of Egypt. And you know, think about it, y'all. Think about the roles he played. 42 Jackie Robinson. He did James Brown. He did Thurgood Marshall. Like, come on, man. This guy was one of the greatest actors, you know, that we've come across. And he started in 1970 in All My Children. Hold on, it can't be. I was born in 71. Maybe he was a baby? No, couldn't have been. That's the wrong typo. Third Watch. Yeah, he was in Third Watch, 2003. So he built his way up, you know, he had opportunities and he seized it. You know, I know he went to London, I think, to study. And I know Denzel helped him with his career. Nobody even knew that. I saw him thank Denzel. And he was such a humble guy, man. Come on, y'all. I know y'all saw James Brown. He killed James Brown. He killed Jackie Robinson. I didn't even see him play Thurgood Marshall. But he killed the Black Panther series, yo. He killed the Five Bloods, yo. And now he's gone. He left a great body of work. He left great energy. You know, I hope God gives him paradise. It's just, you know, we got to stop taking things for granted. This makes me want to work harder because, you know, you never know. This is why you got to leave things, you know, where people could not just remember you, but they could benefit. You know, Black Panther was the biggest Marvel movie ever, right? Mostly all Black cast. The director, everybody. And now that void is missing, gone. That's what we got to be so grateful for, what we got. Our loved ones, our families, our brothers, our sisters. You know, I don't call my family enough. I got to start calling my family. I see my kids every day, but I don't tell them I love them enough anymore. I should tell them every day. You know, even my friends, I say, yeah, man, I love you, man. You know? And we got to start forgiving. We got to start forgiving people, man. Somebody did something in your life, forgive them. I pretty much forgave everybody who's ever done anything salty to me. Because I don't want to hold that energy inside of me. I don't want that energy on me. You know, I don't want that energy to make me bitter and angry and miserable. Mm-mm. We really got to be, you know, I'm so grateful. Every day I wake up in the morning, I'm so grateful for the way that I eat and the way that I think now. But like I said, I'm going to shift my energy and shift my thought pattern because I could do it right in a snap or a heartbeat to being, staying on my message in reference to eating healthy, doing different things, and just get off this whole political thing. Because this whole political thing was making me angry inside. And I got to stop it. You know, I got to stop it. It's not bringing me any happiness.
This is produced by SubaMedia.com.
You know, it's not bringing me any happiness. And I want to be happy. Because you never know. Any day now, you can go. Everything is lingering. The Grim Reaper's around. The devil's around. The virus is around. People shooting each other in the street. Like, all these things are factoring in. And there's no escaping it. People think you can escape it. There's no escaping it. All you got to do is be in prayer. Stay in prayer for sure. Got to stay in prayer in this day and age. You got to stay in prayer, y'all. It's important that you stay in prayer. Or whatever you into. Right? I mean, I'm very spiritual. I think most of us are. Because being angry, being hateful, it's only going to make you sick. Right? It's only going to make you sick. I remember, you know, my mom passed of cancer. She was always angry and mad. And I remember telling her, Ma, you know, when you're angry and mad, that feeds the cancer. Because it's all the frequency. It's all the energy inside you. She just got even madder. So I left it alone. I mean, This is just, you know, I just felt like I needed to talk today. It's late night. It's around 12 o'clock a.m. on Saturday. What is it? August 27th, 28th? Is it? I don't know. I just feel like, man, this is just, you know, this 2020 was clear vision, but 2020 was no joke. God is telling us, sit down. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your immune system. God is telling us something, man. We got to listen. Stop being so angry. Be grateful for what you got. Because you never know when it's going to be, if it's going to be here today or tomorrow. God is telling us something. A lot of us are not listening. I'm one of them. I come in and out. My ear opens and my ear closes. But now I'm going to keep both my ears open. It's just, you know, I feel like I always tell myself, this is what I tell myself. I never know when I'm going to leave this earth. That's why I do so much. I try to do so much. I never know when I'm going to leave. Meaning I never know when God's going to call me or when my number is, right? So that's why people are like, why you got 4 or 5 different companies? I want to leave so much to where, to, and stuff that I know that can help people. I don't put stupidness. No, we got to start thinking about what we putting out there in the universe too. You know, I might put political stuff out there, but I'm never going to put stuff out there with people fighting and carrying on and looking stupid and making people look dumb. We really got to start thinking about, like, I'm not going to put nobody getting murdered on my page or send it to somebody. We got to really think about what we're doing on our side. Me included. Like I said, I'm into this political thing heavy. I gotta start thinking about the messaging that I put out. Just because I see things that other people don't see. Like, I need to just see it for myself and move on. Put out positive energy. Positive content. Because, you know, what we put out is what we get back in. You know that, what you give out is what you get in. You put out negative, you get back negative. You put out good, you get good. And you know, I'm an actor, so this really is like, man. So in that entertainment world, I feel this, especially because we're in the same field. I feel this. Never got a chance to meet the brother, but I enjoyed every minute of his films. I'm going to get on my kids about eating too. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. But this is also God's will. Like, we can't not forget the fact that this is through the will of God. Nothing happens without the will of God. Nothing. So maybe he is waking us up to that we should be taking care of ourselves. I took my yellow root today. I just had my tea. Can you hear this? Look. finish my team. Yeah. And that tonight, I'm going to let that circulate through my whole body. Then I'm going to take the next 2 days off, and then I'm going to start the Burl Rock route. It's just that we just never know when it's our time. We just never know. You know, I'm going to start being, I always try to be nice, but I'm going to be even more nicer to people. I'm going to be even more grateful. I'm going to smile more, even though my teeth are jacked up. I'm getting them fixed, y'all. Leave me alone. I'm definitely going to be, I'm already grateful, but I'm going to be even more grateful to God every day I wake up. You know, this is, think about it, 2020. This was a crazy year. And I'm not going to say this is the worst year in the world of all time. This is a year that I look at the positive side. It taught me how to eat right, which I always do, but now take care, better care of myself, take care of others, give out good and sound information that can help others, get into your money bag, right? Pursue your companies and do what you need to do, because you never know when you might be here today or tomorrow, or you might be here today or tomorrow. You just never know, right? So my thing is, guys and gals, we really need to look outside ourselves and look at ourselves. Step outside ourselves and look at ourselves, sorry. Are we really doing all we can do? Are we really being grateful and thankful to other people? You know, are we really being pleasant? Are we really being helpful? Or are we being self-centered, all about me, saying things to hurt other people? Words of power, right? People don't get that. Words of power. There's an old saying, right? The pen is mightier than the sword. Think about that. The pen is mightier than the sword. That means while you want to come with craziness, the pen can make all types of decisions and laws and even books and things that hurt you for generations. Right? We really got to start. I mean, I'm going to start looking at things with a different point of view. Thinking of things with a different mindset. Now, all this stemmed from this. No lie. All this stemmed from a talk that I had, but also when I looked, like my screen was off and I looked up and then the guy from Black Panther came up. He's born in 1977. So that means I'm 3 years older than him. Oh, sorry. I'm 5 years old, 6 years older than him, sorry. I was born in 71. Yep, he died. IMDb put it up there. He died at 42. He was so young, man. We just never know when God's going to call us. So we really got to be grateful. Be thankful. It's just, you know, because it's just something to think about when you know you have the chance to tell somebody you love them or you care for them and you don't tell them. I got to work on that super hard with my sons. They know I love them. They always say I'm looking out for them, doing whatever I can. But the fact when you say it is a different thing. Or even if you text it to them. Because the kids now, everything is texting. But they get it. You know, they get it. We as parents, when you talk to your kid, talk to your kid. I always talk to my kid. My kid was leaving out. He's working at the U.S. Open. So we was talking yesterday and today. You know, my youngest was in the studio last week. I saw him this week. Then he came to the shooting day. So I get to see my kids. Still a connection there. A lot of people don't even have connection with their children. As you get older, you start looking at things differently. I'm 49 now, so I'm looking at things a lot differently than when I was 39, 29 with my children. I'm looking at my relationships differently.
This is produced by Suba Media.
Looking at my business differently. I'll be right back, y'all. Come back from outer space. Yeah, I'm chewing. I'm having a vegan cookie, y'all. But yeah, man, you know. We really got to we have to start being a lot more grateful. You know, a lot more loving towards each other. No matter your race, creed, doesn't matter. Religion, faith, whatever. Color, whatever, doesn't matter. Race, all same thing. We got to start being more loving towards each other, man. Yeah, I'm eating on air, so what? So good. And you just never promised tomorrow. That's the whole thing about this, y'all. You never know when your day might come. You just never know. You just never know. It might be today, it might be tomorrow, it might be tonight. You might not wake up. So you gotta be, you know, try to be a lot more humble and grateful. Man, I don't even want to promote nothing. I just sad business. I'm just saying that, you know, may God grant him paradise. That's it, y'all. So that's it for this episode, man. If you tuned in, thank you. Subscribe. And we'll talk soon. Peace.